Hi guys, and welcome to Your Receipts, the episode where we give you guys advice on your dilemmas and try and help you out when I don't even have my shit together. I'm your girl. Oh wow!
I was about to proper copy you. Yeah, you're never
Do you know what it is?
It's just Mamacita.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? It's because I don't really introduce your receipts.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I literally heard it.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's your Mamacita, Milena Sanchez.
It's your girl Tori T.
Audrey, formerly known as Ghana's Finest,
and Phoebe Park.
Let's just get straight into it.
Okay,
let's go.
So, first dilemma. Hi, girls. I listen to your podcast every day on my hour commute to and from work. It's been ages since I genuinely cried with laughter. You girls are so incredibly inspiring and you should be proud. Love, love, love it. I always like to read out the praise at the beginning. It's important. Okay, so here's my dilemma. I have been with my fiancé now for 7 years. Engaged for 9 months. We met when I was 16 and he was 20.
Oh.
He genuinely is my best friend. Knows me better than I probably know myself, and I don't know where I'd be without him.
It's because he probably anyways.
We're getting married in September.
Congratulations.
And here comes the but.
Oh.
Mm. We both have incredibly busy schedules with our careers and have been in the cycle of not seeing each other as often as we should, basically passing ships. We've lived together for just under 3 years. I work full-time and I absolutely love my job. I'm one of the managers and get on really well with one of the other managers. Of course, typically, he's the guy. We have really good banter, have a lot in common. Both of us have the same career aspirations. And as much as I hate to say it, there's definitely a spark between us.
Wow. When should you get married in September?
Yes.
Don't get 18.
Exactly.
Wow.
I feel horrible and I've tried to ignore it, but my current fiance is... Current fiance.
She's really giving up on him.
My current fiance is my first ever big serious relationship. Aww. I've never looked at anyone else that way. So I genuinely believe this guy at work, if I was currently single and hadn't ever been in this current relationship, would be something special to me.
This current relationship.
Basically, she'd be with the guy if she wasn't engaged. I haven't been unfaithful and I don't believe I ever could be, but I'm just so confused and I don't know what to do. I love my job and I don't want to leave, but I feel if I stay, I'll fall harder for this guy and things could get dangerous. One of our senior directors came to visit and whilst talking to me and my work crush, he said, you can see he's absolutely smitten with you, not realizing I was engaged. Everyone thought this was banter, but it just made me feel even more sick. I love my job and I love my fiance. I just need some.
You love him.
You love him. You don't love your job.
Do you know what I mean? No one loves their job that much, bro.
You go there for him to see him.
In it.
I love my job and I love my fiance. I just need some honest advice on where I go. My head's telling me be sensible, cut all ties, but my heart keeps hanging on. Also, I'm getting married. I should not be feeling this way. Sorry for the ramble, girls. Lots of love.
I've got one thing to say.
What?
Stop in the name of love before you break his heart.
Your heart, over,
over. Like, this is messy. It's hard.
Marry your husband. You know, I can't lie. Marry your crush.
Yeah, because you don't...
marry your crush?
Not your crush.
Yeah. Oh, that was her true feelings. Your true inner self-spoke.
What you really would have
marry
done.
Marry the man you're engaged to.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. Like, this is one of my biggest fears about only being in one relationship. Because when I was in just one relationship, it was a thought of, I've been with this guy for so long and I'm going to get to a certain age, I'm going to be like, shit, I haven't done anything else.
Yeah.
What if there's other people out there that I like more or that are better for me? And that's what it is. It's a case of, like, I've been with this man since I was 16 for 7 years. I haven't known anything else but this man.
Yeah.
And now there's something else that comes along. But I for one, wouldn't say leave your fiance for the work crush.
Everything looks shiny.
You don't know anything about this work crush, only what he's like within work.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's exciting now because, you know, you don't...
It's new.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, don't risk it. It's a crush, it will pass. Well, you have to force yourself to let it pass. Like, I definitely don't think you should risk your 7-year relationship. You've gone through everything with your fiance. You clearly love him. But sometimes things like new toys, but then we get bored of them and they become old toys as well. So I don't think that you should risk everything at all. Because like Milena said, you don't really know this guy. You only know what he's showing you at work. You actually don't know anything about about him, and this is the thing, and we always say this, it's like all these things that you like about this guy now are going to become the same things that you're going to find out things that you dislike about him later. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It's only exciting because it's new and it's different. That's the only thing that makes it good. Like, if you end this relationship, like with your fiance, you know what you're getting. Do you know what I mean? You know the good, you know the bad, you know the ugly.
And she still loves him. She and was still like, love I don't yeah. love him, I'm unhappy. Exactly. I'd be like, yeah, leave. But she was exactly. like, I still love him. But it's mad though. Do you really want someone marrying you that has kind of like got feelings for someone else?
Do you know what it is? I just think that before you're just, she's just being tested. That's all it is.
You know what, yeah, at the final yeah, stage.
Exactly. And honestly, I don't even want to take it to church too much, but my pastor literally said that, like, my pastor was literally like, you'll realize as you're getting closer and closer to the wedding, the tests that are going to come in your way are going to be so much stronger and harder, and yeah. you just have to have the strength to not give in to temptation. Mm. And I really do believe that, do you know what I mean? Because if you're getting married, then ultimately you're getting closer to God, so you just have to be so careful. Like, I just don't think it's worth it at all. No. I just don't think you should risk it.
And spend more time at home, maybe, if you say yeah, like your two shifts not every, passing yeah, in the night, do you know what I mean? Like, try not every and spend day extra shifts.
You're doing better overtime, sis. Go home.
Yeah, I know you love this job, sis.
This job. I think the job is code for man.
Do you know what? 100%. I think that these things happen way too often, especially if you're not the kind of girl that, like, I don't know, I think you should date more, you know? Obviously not in this her situation. Is why, but yeah. This is why. This because, is why. Like, there's been this one guy for 8 years. Now exactly. you're like, oh, someone has to pay me attention.
Curiosity.
What now?
Literally yeah. takes you over. Need to, yeah. And the thing is, you don't want to end up, because obviously, I was in a relationship from when I was 16 up to whatever age. And sometimes I felt like, I don't want to end up resenting you. I don't want to hate you because I look back and I'm like, oh, I didn't get to experience all the things that, you know, my other friends did. Mm. I forgot what I was saying.
She needs to go back and make her home sweet.
Definitely. Yeah,
the grass is going to make it sweet again. Yeah, all this time you're spending up and down at home. Mm. Go to cut the grass there. Go yeah. make grass.
Take
sweet
some
there.
Holiday, man. Hoover. Take a good week off that job.
Yeah, you yeah. both have a holiday yeah. and just like week, like before. Do you know what? I think it'll be quite nice before you get married. I think you and your man should go on holiday together.
Yeah, definitely. Like a pre-honeymoon.
Yeah, yeah. just the kind of like, let's just, because it's all so stressy. If you've got things, if you've got your shit together, it's just so stressed out. Just go chill out, like.
Spend some time with your bae, man.
Yeah, forget this work husband. That's what I'll do.
And exactly. also, that's all he is. He's only good for making tea.
Yeah. Try and arrange like date nights every couple weeks so you have something to look forward to. Mm.
But I feel like when you start feeling, oh God, it's horrible.
It is horrible. It is horrible.
It is horrible. It's hard. It's easier said than done, but...
You know, when you look at someone,
when I started uni, was when I was like kind of, because obviously I've been with my ex for so long, and there was no one in my area that I gave a shit about even looking at or whatever. I didn't meet anyone, but it wasn't until I started uni I was like,
you saw the concoctions.
Wow, there's men like this. And exactly. there was a guy at uni.
It's
that
the
I
different types
fancied.
Of men. Yeah.
Yeah, I fancied the shit out of him, and I didn't cheat.
But you thought
you looked physically.
You looked well.
I looked well.
I looked. You even came to chill in my room a couple of times. I looked very well. I cannot lie. But I think you should not cheat.
So yeah, don't outflash.
Don't cheat.
Yeah, don't cheat. Stay with your man and make it work.
Yeah, please.
And definitely. You sound happy with your man as well. If you were said you were happy, I'd say yeah.
Leave, it's not like
you're
he's
not,
a dick.
Yeah, you're not unhappy. It's not always bigger, but what's the saying?
The grass ain't always greener on the other
side. That's what I mean. I was going to say, it's not always bigger on the other side, you know. Wow. What am I thinking about?
The dicks ain't always bigger, let me tell you.
Yeah, right? The dicks ain't always bigger on the other side. Trust me.
Okay. Ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The subject line is friend or foe.
Oh.
It's quite long, but let's go for it.
Friend probably or a foe. Hoe. Well, yeah, stop questioning a friend, it's a foe. But yeah, anyway, let's go.
Okay, I won't redo it then.
Yeah, let's go.
Hi, ladies. As with all the dilemmas you receive, I too would like to congratulate you on the success of what you're doing. What you ladies bring to the table was long overdue, and I'm thankful for what you do. Oh, I suffered a miscarriage of my first pregnancy a couple of weeks back.
So sorry.
And having the podcast has given me a break from the whole situation. Oh, my gosh. At least for a couple hours a week, and this has been so helpful, and I can't explain how much. That's so...
We're so sorry.
Thank you, and we're really sorry what you've gone through.
On with the dilemma, she says, I have a friend. We've been friends since 16, and we are now both turning 28 this year. I would describe her character as a bit scatty, raggo, maybe even common.
Oh, God.
All words I have only come to use to describe her over the past few years. not that she has changed, but both as we've both gotten older and come into our own, we have changed as people. At least I know I have. I've moved away from the small, narrow-minded town we grew up in and have experienced the world a little more. She has remained with the same people in the we grew up with in the same pokey town. The way she is as a person and the choices she has made in life are honestly not for me. As an ambitious black female, our aspirations and standards differ dramatically. However, we have been friends since school and she has done nothing to upset or offend me. And when we meet up, as we live in different parts of the country... Oh, she has done nothing to offend me when we meet up. We meet up for a day or weekend at a time and we catch up verbally, reminisce on school days, or we go out for a birthday or event or something. So the differences in our lifestyles don't really come into effect. When we meet up, it's things that I wouldn't do or choose to do. So her being how she is isn't noticeable. I always turn down her offers to go out in my hometown with her and her friends and family, even making excuses not to go to her baby shower and daughter's birthday, as her family are the same way inclined as she is.
That's not your mate.
Despite our differences, I saw no reason to end our friendship until now. The dilemma. On New Year's Day, it was her birthday. We planned to go out on New Year's Eve where I live, so I picked her up from her house. Before leaving, she joked in front of her partner about having a bucket list for 2018, which included having a one-night stand.
Oh.
I would never joke about that, especially not in front of my man and father to my children. But I guess that's how their relationship is, and he laughed too. I obviously did not take this seriously, as if it was her true intention, why say in front of your man or be with him if you want to sleep around? Okay.
What's it got to do with you?
Anyway, we've gotten to mine and got ready and enjoyed our night, and now we're getting ready to leave the club. I ran back in to find my other female friend as I wanted to get her lift back home rather than get a cab. I left her, stood with a couple of guys she'd been talking to throughout the evening. However, when I got back to the club exit, she was gone. Only to call me saying she's in the cab on the way back to his house.
Oh. Yeah, and she's got a mate?
So one of the guys that she was with, basically.
Interesting.
Number one, I'm mad that she left me. We came out as a two, although we'd met some of my other girlfriends. She didn't know I would definitely find them and get a lift back. Number two, she asked me to pick her up from the guy's house when she was done.
No, that's fucking cheeky.
As she doesn't know the city I live in and doesn't know whereabouts to go. Stupidly, even after drinking all night, I went home, sobered up a little, and got in my car and collected her, still clearly over the limit.
What? You're risking life. What the hell? For a dick.
It gets worse. As her birthday was the next day, her boyfriend had asked if him and the kids could drive to mine the next morning to surprise her, which I agreed to, and even helped plan what time and what he could buy as a gift, etc. When she told me about going home with the other guy, I obviously knew her partner was coming around the next morning.
So why didn't you stop her then?
She should have stopped her.
But having been drinking, etc., it didn't cross my mind. Since January, I've been beating myself up as I did nothing to stop her going. Should I? Am I bad for letting her go? Whilst I knew it was stupid and dangerous and she doesn't know the guy, the city, anything, I felt as a 28-year-old mother of two, she should know better.
She's wild!
And
she's
if grown. It was the decision she wanted to make, then so be it. The next day, I went out with them as a family to celebrate her birthday as if all was normal. I couldn't look at her partner in the face. He's actually a lovely guy. She was fine, not bothered by this at all. Fast forward a few months and she had told one of her other friends about the one-night stand. In an argument, that friend had told her partner about it. Oh, God. My friend was now phoning me in a panic to lie to her boyfriend on her behalf. And as we are so different, I'm the sensible, smart, ambitious one. He would definitely believe me if I said it wasn't true. Luckily, I have never had to lie for her, but now I'm wondering, should I lock her off? As we live far apart, we see each other only once every few months, so she doesn't affect me that much. But the situation she has put me in, had something bad happened on the night, I would have had to take her home. Sorry, I would have had to take some of the blame. Oh, right, okay. Then the lying on her behalf, it's all too much. Oh my gosh. Additionally, it gets even worse.
Oh, wow.
The guy she had her one night stand with pulled the condom off mid-stroke.
She's pregnant.
She became aware of this, which was her reason for leaving after I'd sat outside for 45 minutes waiting in my car. I was more disturbed by this than she was. She seemed more annoyed. I was petrified my friend had basically had unprotected sex. 999, what's your emergency? Hello, police, please. And I had to convince her she needed to get the morning after pill and get checked at the clinic, as her mindset was, I should be okay. He didn't seem dirty. He was a nice guy. The house was nice. Ladies, friends, or foe?
Oh, my gosh. Do you know what it sounds like you are?
clean up on aisle four, clean up on aisle four. Like, you can't, like, you sound like you're just constantly cleaning up this girl's mess.
Shit, yeah.
Like, listen, in the last couple of hours, we've had some very concerned friends, but I think there's a line, do you know what I mean? Like, for starters, if my friend ditches me for some penis, you're on your own, sis. Like, yeah. I'm definitely not coming to pick you up. The same way you found yourself there, you can find your way home, innit? And I think it's very cheeky of her to even ask you. It sounds a little bit like she's taking you for granted in this friendship. Yeah. And like, friendship should be a two-way street. It shouldn't just be one person taking, and one person giving. So I think you need to pull back a little bit. I feel like the reason she's taking advantage is because she knows you're always going to be there. Stop being the cleanup person. Like, I'm not saying don't be a good friend to her, but until it starts to become an equal exchange on this friendship, then you need to pull back. That's personally what I would do. But I think she's just a messy person, quite frankly. It sounds like a lot of the situation she gets herself into, I don't really think it has anything to necessarily do with your friendship. I think it's more just her just being messy and being a messy boots.
She's a messy person, and then sometimes you just have to cut people off for that reason alone.
Yeah. Because but I don't think it has to be like, oh, I'm cutting you off. Just let it die out. You don't
just
see her.
It's all happening.
Anytime she asks you to pull up, babe, I'm not free.
You can't ditch me and then ask for a lift.
It's a night out.
And then also, you're making me lie to your husband and your kids. Because if that was me, to be fair, if my friend had done that and her husband had called me, but like, oh, what happened that night? I heard she cheated. I'd honestly say, I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell. I'd
be
snitch.
Like, you know what? I actually don't know.
What would you say?
I wouldn't snitch. I'd just say I wasn't there.
I doubt it. That's what I'm saying. I doubt it.
Because you haven't confirmed and you haven't denied.
Yeah, I doubt it.
You can't, yeah. I think it's really sad, especially since the guy was going to like come surprise them the next day. Like, yeah. That's really sad. Yeah.
She's got a lot on her plate.
You're doing bare bash.
Why has she got too much time?
You can't be responsible for your friend's actions at the end of the day. Like, yeah. It doesn't reflect badly on you. You just have to decide what you want to do going forward.
But if it sounds like this friendship is becoming a burden, I think that friendship shouldn't be a burden. So, I mean, I don't know. It's up to you if you want to cut her off. I personally would, only because I don't like it when people drag me into their shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm an innocent bystander in the corner sipping on my... Well, it was Ribena. I don't know what that shit is now. But now you're dragging me into your nonsense.
But now you're carrying all of this guilt, all of these different emotions, and she's going on as if she's fine.
I don't carry no one's guilt apart from my own. I don't even carry my own.
That's actually wild, though. Like, to be like with a man with two kids and say you're going to just go
and go cheat.
And not to even, because I feel like if I was to cheat, I don't think my friends will ever know. I can't lie to you.
Yeah.
I'd be so ashamed of it. My friends won't know.
Yeah, I'd be ashamed.
Or if then it'll be after. It won't be in their faces.
Never.
I
won't ask them to lie.
Yeah. We wouldn't have gone out in a club and sneaky. Then I'd be like, okay, cool.
I'm going to go home with my girls and then go meet him after.
That's what I'm going to do. Yeah.
That's how you cheat.
Be smart about cheating.
Be slick. Yeah.
And that's the thing with girls. We're very like, our friends can think we didn't do anything.
Yeah, they a lot.
They're like, no, she's not like that. Like, where are your friends like that? But if this was my friend and she was this obvious with it and this in my face and this is disrespectful to me. I would cut it off.
And it's hard because the guy sounds like a nice guy as well, and even though your loyalty should lie with her, like, wrong is wrong. Do you know
just
what I mean?
Just email him from another email address.
No,
anonymous. Never.
We would rock. We would have to fight.
Yeah, not everyday confessions.
Not everyday confessions. No. I haven't confessed. You're not using your mouth to be using Usher.
Do you know what I mean? Never.
You better keep it quiet.
I'm not confessing shit, bruv. Even if I did it.
Okay, next dilemma.
Okay, the subject line is men are trash, advice please.
Oh, wow.
Hi, my sisters. I love listening to you guys. I feel like I really know you and we are friends. Sounds sad, I know, but I got real friends too, so don't worry. So keep up with the good work. So I was in a relationship for 2.5 years.
Okay.
It's very specific, with my ex. We had a good relationship and we're very honest with each other, or at least I thought we were. He went on a holiday with his friends and there was nothing going on.
What do you mean?
Okay, so what's the maybe problem? We'll find out. I didn't sense anything. Oh, right. I didn't sense anything suspicious or anything. But you know your partner very well. So I started to notice that he would message me, but he wouldn't message me at all, but he was living up on Snapchat. I thought, well, maybe he just wants to have fun with his friends. So I'm not even going to bother him. But this was nothing for him to do. Okay, he went on holidays with the boys before and we would always be texting. Okay, so I got a weird feeling. 2 days before he came back, I just felt so sad and I was always crying all day, but I didn't know what the reason was. Then I had this weird dream. Then I had this weird dream that he cheated on me and broke up with me. So when he came back, he was acting standoffish and I asked him what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
He had the audacity to break up with me after 2.5 years on WhatsApp with a lame excuse that he didn't want to hurt me and saying I deserve better than him. The funny part is that the whole friend group broke up with their girlfriend.
Oh. They planned it.
So you're basically
they,
went,
they planned it.
Oh my gosh. Some of them were together for 6+ years.
What?
We are all 25 plus.
What?
Together for 6 years. Okay.
They had some heart to heart on holiday.
Something happened.
I can imagine all the men sat there and I was like, why are we even in relationships, yeah, 100%. Man? Let's just live our lives. Let's
something happened.
One of them got a, banged a buff girl and then they all got gas.
Like, no, we can do this.
Yeah.
Anyway, carry on.
I cried my eyes out and I thought I was dying. Oh. But I got over it. I've been there, trust me. I guess those 2 days crying and that weird dream were a sign for me. Exactly, intuition. The heart has to be broken to open, I guess. Oh, and now 6 months later, he is texting me like crazy that he misses me and wants me back.
So I realise they fucked up.
Yeah.
And if I don't want him back, at least I could just give him sex one more time.
That is the worst advice I've ever heard in my whole
life. Men are trash. Should I give it another chance?
No.
What would you do? His D is bomb though, but I'm not going to give him satisfaction after hurting me like that.
No.
So much love from Holland. I wish that we had podcasts like you guys
Holland,
have in England.
Where they speak Dutch.
Well done. They do.
Oh, sheesh. So many layers to peel back.
She absolutely should not take him back.
No.
She absolutely should not take him back and not have sex with him again.
Never. He literally had no respect for her. How dare you? How dare you? You're with me for 2.5 years and you have the audacity to even text me bullshit like that.
It's a message. It's to break up with me on WhatsApp. Mm. And then now say to me, at least what I can do is give you this. What do you mean, at least what I can do is give you this?
Trying to come back for some good exit pussy. I don't think so. No.
And
just,
the whole, the whole... them having a packed thing is just weird to me. Like, something weird has happened.
Something small boys would do.
That's such a thing. Okay, let's all break up with our girlfriend.
That's so pathetic.
I'm going to break up with my boyfriend. Exactly. You break up with yours. You're like,
yeah.
I'm going to get home and I'm going to be the first one to cook a 3-course meal. Washing everything. The thing is, remember how you felt at that moment when he broke up with you. You do not want to go through all of that again.
No, he's a dick.
I don't like that kind of
carelessness. Do you know what it is? It just shows that he's weak, clearly.
He's very clearless.
Yeah, so you don't want to settle down with somebody that's weak-minded anyway. Like, your friend shouldn't be able to come and tell you shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Your man should be the leader. He should be the one that instigated breaking up, not the one that followed after.
Then they might have started the pact.
Or you never know.
Either
way, it's a lose-lose.
Do you know what I mean? If that happened, I was one of the girlfriends, I'd be like, can we all meet up? Because
exactly. Yeah, let's figure out what happened.
I would just be like... say to all the girls, like, you all need to cut those guys off.
And we need to go rock them.
Like, and you guys go on holiday together.
We all need to go meet up with them and beat them up. What do you mean that let's all end it? That's actually ridiculous.
No, it's crazy.
That's taking back. There's no, what's the, I don't know, there's
nothing, I can't
that
even give
story,
advice
not
to that.
A dilemma.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a clear cut answer. Yeah, just end it and lock him off, lock him and keep it pushing.
Let's try this one. Hi ladies, I want to say you guys are great and this year will bring you great things and I love your podcast.
Re-listening
to episode 2 when I write this.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
So basically, I'm 14.
Oh.
I know.
Oh my God.
I could have literally given birth to her.
You literally could have done. Okay, carry on.
I'm 14, African, and I live with my mum. I know my dad, but we don't have a great relationship and we aren't close at all as he is a businessman and is always travelling around the world. Plus, he abandoned me and my mum when I was about 1, then decided to come back into my life when I was 11. And I've only seen him 3 times in between that age and my current age, 14. Okay, so in the past, and in those 3 times, he showered me with gifts, fun trips to Stratford, but all that went to waste as I grew out of the clothes. And in between our time apart would literally just be sending me Jesus mail. I know exactly what you mean. And me replying, amen, how are you, dad, to every message. My mum is very different to my dad. My mum and I can banter, etc., and she knows me and knows how I react to things. And even in arguments, she doesn't go to the first resort of hitting me and reminding me that I'm still a child. But instead, she'll actually put her point across and find a way to figure out the situation.
Oh.
My dad is the complete opposite. Quick background story. My dad treated my mum like shit during her pregnancy with me, for example, cheating on her with my current stepmom, who he tried to get me to call her mum on the first time meeting her. And she is just a mess herself. She gets overprotective over my dad and dislikes it when any of my siblings have a good relationship with him. And she's also a liar manipulator. For example, my dad paid me for, and my grandma and my cousin to go to Dubai. When my grandma got back to Uganda, my stepmom had called the police saying my grandma had kidnapped me. It was obviously a lie. My dad fails to see that his wife can do no wrong, even when she's driven a wedge between him and his own kids.
Yeah.
My dad is a very headstrong, short man, and he doesn't like anyone arguing with him about anything. Keep in mind, I don't take disrespect very well, especially from people I don't know that well. So I'm going to visit back home this month, and my dad has been persisting for me to stay at his house. So I agreed I'll stay for a weekend. I think I'll be able to mind my own and stay out of his way, as his house is massive and he owns many properties, and see how it goes. But what should I do in approach to an African father? Are there any rules I need to follow? How do I break the ice? These may sound like dumb questions, but I'm new to all this strict parent stuff, as my mum has the chill approach. Sorry for the longness of the message.
Oh, this is so cute.
Aww.
Oh, I can't believe you're 14.
So many layers to peel back.
Okay, dealing with restricts. You know what? Okay, I didn't grow up with my dad, so I don't know how to deal with a strict father voice. Do you know what I mean? I think it's the difference between dealing with a strict motherly voice and dealing with a strict fatherly voice.
Yeah.
But just as like an African parent as a whole is what I can give you advice on. And honestly, for that weekend, it's just a case of doing what you're told. Do you know what I mean? And just like, just be as pleasant, as respectful as you can.
Yeah.
In the mornings, greet everybody. Good morning. How are you? Before you go to bed, good night, everyone. Like, just do what you need to do in terms of to get by that weekend. And if a case of you want to like try and build a relationship with him and talk to him, maybe just ask, like, oh, dad, can me and you just do this?
Just me and you.
Yeah,
alone
just me
time.
And you. Like, I don't get to see you often. Let me and you do this and see his reaction. I can't promise you it will always be positive.
Yeah,
because sometimes it's like, oh well, you're in the house with me. Where else do you go out?
Africans don't always get things.
Yeah, they don't always get the time. So there's actually, it would be nice to just to have one-on-one time. But yeah, I feel like that's the advice I can give. I actually don't know, if I'm completely honest. Audrey, you got before dad.
Yeah, but in my house it's kind of weird because my dad was the lenient one and my mum was a disciplinarian. So it's just like, yeah. So my dad wasn't really. My dad's not strict at all. But in terms of dealing with just any kind of strict parent, I would say that
what would you say? Why are you laughing?
I don't even know why I'm laughing. It's actually not funny at all. I really don't know. I actually don't know what to say.
No, I actually don't know what to say either, to be fair.
I actually don't know what to say.
I'm just gonna retweet everything you said. Just do as you're told, be as pleasant as you can be. And
do you know what? Yeah, a part of me feels like, a part of me wants to know if she actually really does want to go there, because I feel like
she's being forced, but then at 14, you kind of...
You kind of are forced.
I remember being 14 and being made to stay at auntie's houses or being made to stay at grandma's house that we didn't really want to stay in. And it was just a case of I'd be polite, do
because
as
she's
I was
going
told.
By herself, I feel kind of bad for her. I just feel like if she doesn't feel comfortable going, she shouldn't, personally. And start on baby steps. Because I feel like it's quite intense going from having pretty much no relationship to going and spending like all this time there. Like, I don't know, that's how I feel personally. I would want to do things gradually. But if you are gonna go there, then yeah, definitely just do what Tolly said. Just try and spend some one-on-one time with him, try and talk to him. What should she do with the stepmom? She sounds
that's the one I can definitely speak on, because that's what I've definitely experienced with my dad and his current wife. She absolutely hates me.
I don't understand women like that, you know.
Do you know what it is? I feel like they're jealous that he had... It's crazy.
A life before.
Exactly. Which is dumb. Like,
but I just feel like, how can you be jealous of someone's child,
But it's not all her fault, though. It's
the dad, because it's what the dad allows. Do you know what I mean? If dad's put their wives in their places, then they wouldn't be able to overstep those boundaries. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like it's almost sometimes them trying to show that their authority, because it's like, okay, that's my husband, you're his child, and you're going to come and basically, I feel like they feel like you're going to run riot in the house.
And not even that they see you as a threat.
I just find it so weird.
What I find the weird about is that before you entered your head into that situation, you knew he had a child.
Exactly.
It wasn't like the child will happen between you.
It's a reminder of cheating or something.
Yeah, it's a hard dilemma. Before. I honestly don't really know what to say, but
and I think it is the dad's place to be like, no, you're not. Like, I'm going to make this thing a thing and I'm going to make you both respect her. But I think in terms of the stepmom, it's just a case of, honestly, I'll stay out of her way.
Just
stay out of
her face. Exactly. And be respectful.
Greet her, be respectful.
Kill her with kindness.
And at 14, you can't really... You are still the child.
Yeah, the thing
situation.
With African parents, what o'clock is, they fucking love respect. Mm-mm-mm. Respect makes them jizz their pants. Literally. Any hint of it, anywhere they can find respect, they love it.
If
it's, good morning, sir, good morning, ma, like, do what you need to do for that week and just fake it until you're out of there. For that weekend, because honestly, that's what they live for.
Yeah, it's true. That's all they care about.
They love boundaries. Yeah, damn, you're old, damn, your mother, damn, your father. They just love all of that shit. So I said, go there, be respectful, do what you need to do. Once your week is done, if you want to bond with your dad, ask for like one-on-one time with him. And once your week is done, you gotta keep it, or your weekend's done.
Yeah,
you'll be back to normal. Back home.
Yeah.
But I'm hopefully your mum is coming with you.
Yeah, or someone else, because it's like, I think it's different when you've got siblings, because then you've got someone else to lean on. But if you've done it yourself, it's like kind of like intense. But at the same time, that's your dad. If you want to see him, you should be able to see him at your leisure. So
Yeah, exactly.
I hope it all works out. You're so cute, man.
I can't believe 14 years into the podcast. I need to be careful.
I need to start doing better.
There's another one that's an update.
Hey,
and how to spice things up. So, hi girls, I emailed you last year, January, asking for advice on having a crush on my housemate.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Is this the one that I told to move house?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, sis. Mm-hmm. Well, we ended up dating for a few months first year.
Oh, I imagine the sex must be lit.
But split up over summer. Realised we weren't ready for a serious relationship.
It's too intense. Too much too soon.
Especially him, like you guys said, lol. But stayed friends and started hanging out as friends more often when we got back to uni. We grew closer than ever. We grew closer than ever before, especially as I had a very difficult December being diagnosed with severe depression. And he showed up when I needed him. Anyway, we realised we still have feelings for each other. So we became official again.
Okay.
Our relationship second time round is so much better and I can feel the difference as we are more mature and communicate better. He makes me so happy and I love him so much. But in the last few weeks, I have been feeling dissatisfied with sex as it has become more of a routine.
Oh, no.
So we live together.
My question is, how do I spice things up and make it feel exciting again? I'm not super kinky, so I just need a step or two above vanilla, like cinnamon level tips.
So you need some strawberry sauce on that.
Sorry, this is so long. So proud of all the... It's not long at all, sis. So proud of all the progress you guys have made and it's been great watching you grow.
Thank you,
babes.
So basically, she needs some sauce and a flake.
Yeah, but not like... Vanilla.
Just some sprinkles.
Not like chilli flakes.
Not too much sprinkles.
What I think you guys need to do...
Not 100,000.
They still live together?
I don't know.
I'm going to assume you guys still live together.
Well, they're still at uni together, so they're still in the same vicinity.
The same around each other.
Oh, okay, cool. I was going to say, if you guys still live together. When she says housemate, she doesn't mean they live in the same house, does she?
I don't know. Well, how can she spice up her
Because if they live in the same house...
All these minor details.
Because, this is important for what I'm going to say. Because if they live in the same house and they're housemates, then I feel like you need to start having some public sex. That will spice things up.
Because
if they live together, then obviously, like... You've got at free reign to like have sex in the house all the time because you live together and that's boring. Like, do it in the car.
Why'd you say car like that and hold the mic like that?
I was holding the mic like I was. Anyway, let me stop. Anywho's, maybe do it outside. Just do it spontaneously. I feel like sometimes sex can become a bit of a routine. And it's just like you'll both just be lying in bed and it's like, okay, you're going to put it in now. Okay, cool. Yeah, it's in.
You didn't even look at each other's eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
You're facing the wall, he's facing the ceiling.
Exactly. So I think spontaneous, like be a bit spontaneous. Do it somewhere that you guys don't normally do it. That might spice things up. I don't know. Maybe... I don't know, dress up, do something.
Melena, your expertise?
I'd say, I'm not here for public sex. I don't want to be here for it. But I'd say, like, dress up, you know, maybe have a drink beforehand.
Get wasted together.
Yeah, just have a drink beforehand. I always get so much more horny when I'm...
The thing is, it's hard to know how to tell someone to spice things up if you don't know what they're doing beforehand.
Yeah.
And also, him what he likes. Mm. Like,
I think sometimes,
tell him what you like.
Yeah, I think sometimes as women, we put all the sexy time on men.
Waiting for them to do everything.
As if to say, you're not going to feel anything as well. Like, you put on it, wait on him to put it on you. You put on him to, like, you just wait on him to do stuff when it's like, take action. Like, this is time for action time. Action time. You go do, get what you want. And be like, okay, cool, I want it now. Or like, did you know, you kind of like...
do something.
You add a little...
Just be like, lick my pussy now.
Switch up positions, do whatever. Watch porn and do it. There's so many things you can do.
I love to watch porn when I'm fucking.
Ow! So I heard.
I'm not fucking.
But yeah. But yeah.
Instigate
it.
We'll wait for another update in 6 months.
Yeah, exactly.
This one took 12 months, so... okay, a short one. The subject line is "Help me, please" in capitals. Hi, ladies. First off, I love the podcast and find every single one of you so enlightening and a joy to listen to. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
So basically, I have a crush on this guy at work, and I don't really know how to deal with it. We've talked a few times, and there's been a couple times when he's looked at me and turned away. Oh, sorry. He's looked at me and turned away when I've noticed. Sorry, I ruined that for you.
All right.
I will never go up to him and tell him or move to him because I don't have that in me. But I think he's so cute and I really want to get to know him better.
That's why you're emailing us. Go and tell him.
See him on the email. I'm joking.
If you don't have the ability to have it in you to talk to him, then you have to wait there until he comes to you.
Yeah, exactly.
If he doesn't come to you, you will want there.
Exactly. There's literally nothing. So when it comes to these things, the only answer is shoot your shot.
The only thing is to wait for him. If you're not going to wait for him and it's long for you, then it's your own problem.
Because if you think he likes you, and he still hasn't done it, then he's not going to do it. Like, you just have to, like, shoot your shot.
And honestly, you can't be subtle with men with things like that.
Not at all. Men need... They need
I've learned the hard way.
You can't be subtle. Men are really weird. They're like, oh, you liked me at 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
like,
I hate that.
Could you have 3 o'clock
Yeah.
I said, fuck me.
I literally sat naked on your table. Like, I'm not sure.
I told you can meet my mum.
I literally was like, come round it. I've got, like...
Literally bought you a ring. What, not sure why
the wedding invitations went out yesterday.
just go for it.
They have your name on them. Like, a picture out soon.
Like, literally.
I just think, go for it. Do you know what? Yeah, I don't even think, like, if you shoot your shot at a guy, the worst thing he can do is tell his boys. But what's his boys going to say? They're not going to say anything. All they're going to say is, like, rah, like, she's got vroom. Like, that's good. Like, nothing, like, not... Like, so? Like,
I'm just going to say, you'll never hear it.
Yeah, exactly. You'll never know. True. Just tune it out of your mind. Like, just people start shooting your shots, man, because love is not going to come to you.
Like, go to some kind of Christmas, you know, some sort of drinks, work drinks.
And then just shoot,
Just
slide in the DM. Like, do whatever.
Them cheeky ones. You fancy me, innit?
But you have to be direct because, like you were saying, men, they ain't got the foggiest.
Yeah, you have to be very, like...
Because we think we're going in and they've got no clue, so it has to be very direct and to the point. He'll respect you, and if he doesn't feel the same, oh, well, at least you tried. And now you've got your peace of mind, you can move on with your life.
And now you have an answer. Do you know how long it is to be in limbo? And you're there falling deeper in love, imagining more sweet, romantic things that are not going to happen because you don't know.
He's never going to say.
Club limbo is not lit.
Honestly, like, crush limbo is the fucking worst. Are you on it or not? If you're not on it, let's keep it moving.
And also, you can just act like nothing happened at work.
Literally.
Like, I do all the time. Not that I've ever done this at work, but you just act like it never happened.
Just face your job.
Even better, just go in.
Just go in and be facing your job.
Get some new headphones.
Move on.
You have to put it on. Not put it on.
Yeah, start going after what you want, ladies and gents.
No everyday story.
I have another really short one. So, hi ladies, I'm a big fan of the podcast. Feels like I've been added to my sister's group chat. It's wild, hilarious and insightful, just all round amazing.
Thank you.
I'm a guy in his early 20s and I'd like to get some advice on gifts. What can I give to female friends that has zero romantic implications? Also, does the relationship status of either of us change what is an acceptable gift or not? Thanks for reading. Much love and keep up the good work.
It really does, you know. It does.
Yeah, don't get her underwear.
You can't get her underwear or Louboutins or... No. Just get her something that's like...
Wait, why can't I get Louboutins?
Nah, you can't be getting the next man's girl lubes. Why? That's team too much. Because what if her man can't afford to get him lubes?
And then most push through. Can't, otherwise she'd already have them.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I would do? I would accept them, but I wouldn't tell no one they're from him.
No, just say I treated myself.
Right?
Okay. So now I have to be the one wearing Primark shoes because my man can't...
Man. I think, right, I think not. Maybe underwear aside, I think if you're
definitely
both,
not underwear.
Underwear aside, if you're both very aware there is no romantic feelings or romantic implications,
then no lines.
I think you can get you of anything.
Yeah, there's no lines will be crossed.
Because if we both, in our minds, say that this is just a friendship, yeah. If my friend, my female friend, buys me underwear or buys me any gift, because I know there is no romantic implications, I am not thinking of anything.
Yeah.
So if it's a, and I think that works the same for boy and girl friendships. If we both think this is strictly platonic, I think you can get me anything and it's not dodgy.
Yeah.
But I think the only thing you need to take into consideration is how that person's partner will feel. I think that's why he's asking about, like, will it, does it depend on the relationship status of the two people?
So if your man's female best friend got him a gift you couldn't afford, would you be offended?
I'd be livid. I'm not going to lie. Like, I just think it's too much. I just think that you just shouldn't overstep your boundaries, man. Like, you just, like, the thing is, you can get him a gift. It's,
but before you came around, they give each other lavish gifts all the time.
Okay,
that's fine. But
if she's rich, then cool. But if you're breaking your back to come and buy my man a gift, I've got a problem with that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you're saving up money to buy my man a gift. It's different if it's like a secret Santa or something, and a group of you have put money together and you're doing it. Cool. But a female friend getting my man a Rolex for his birthday.
Unless I can wear it. Unless I can benefit from it.
If you're not rich, because if you're rich and it's just standard, it's nothing to you. It's water off a duck's back. But I do think you need to, I do think there are some things that are a little bit too much.
Mm.
Yeah.
What about a framed picture of them two together?
Oh, where's that going? That's going straight into the attic. That's
right. I think, sentimental gifts. Yeah. As a girlfriend, I'd be annoyed at.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? Like, what are you trying to do with
him? These little inside jokes.
Just get him vouchers to go.
Yeah, vouchers are like perfect. I think vouchers are perfect.
So he wants to know if she should get his friend.
Yeah, sorry. Female friend.
I can expect anything. Because, like I said, if it's platonic, it's platonic.
Yeah, like perfume.
Perfume, anything.
Perfume,
or
my male friends have never bought me a gift, a date in my life.
No, same to me.
Never. They haven't even got me cards. They don't even show up to my birthday.
It's so true. Guys are so shit.
One day my male best friend.
But then they want to start DMing me talking about, who's your friend?
That my pink fur coat was one of my guy friends.
Really?
And Vivian Westwood clutch bag as well.
Oh, wow. I need better male friends.
My best friend couldn't even wait until after the show to come say congratulations. Man left with a chick. I was like, wow.
I don't know. I just feel like if we all know it's just a friendship thing, I'm not that bothered.
Yeah.
I can't think of what gift, though.
I just think as a girl, I think as a girlfriend, I don't know, I'm just not that intimidated by female friends.
If I know her, then it might be a different story. But if it's like a girl that I don't really know, then yeah, I'm gonna feel some type of way. Definitely, I think.
Well, I don't know.
But I don't know what you should get her. I think vouchers. I think that's the safest bet.
Yeah. Or I think maybe like be like, oh, I'll take you out. You can pick whatever you want.
Dinner.
That's quite cute.
That's
perfectly
fine.
Or just go out for dinner.
Yeah, exactly. I think the meal of your choice, but nowhere too fancy. Candle dinner between boy and girlfriend.
It doesn't have to be candlely. He's going to a nice festival.
And even if it is,
so what? You both know it's platonic.
I think that I don't know about that.
You lot, man, come on.
I don't know.
You won't even know that the candle is lit, bro.
A nice meal, yeah, definitely. But you can't be going to no flipping
because
parks,
things
not,
are only romantic
not, or whatever it's called,
or intimate or passionate if that feeling's between those two people.
Yeah,
I know, but don't you think certain environments?
I could be in the most romantic place
people.
In the world if I'm. You, me and you, Audrey, could go to the romantic place in the world. If you don't feel romantic towards me, you will not do anything romantic to me.
I know, but it's just the way it looks. It's more the way it looks to me.
I guess that's the problem then. It's a perception thing rather than
You can't be Snapchatting from the Shard and I ask you where you are. You say you're with Caroline. That's going
to
be
but
a problem.
But I've known that you was with Caroline. Enjoy. Say hi to her. Bring me a takeaway.
I don't know. It's hard. It's actually... I don't know what to say because I've never received a gift from a male friend ever in my life. So... I don't even know what's acceptable, what isn't. I'm just trying to think about if someone did that for my man, how I would feel.
I've had perfume. I think that's a reasonable
But then some people can say perfume is very personal.
Yeah.
I like this scent on you.
Yeah. I don't buy perfume.
No, unless I know which one it is.
No, as in like, I don't buy myself perfume.
Oh, no.
Everything I ever own is a gift. Oh, perfume and jewellery, I don't believe I should buy it.
Jewellery, no.
That's two things. Well, I've got a dilemma.
Okay.
Hi, Tolly. Massive congrats to you and the girls for a Sunday show. It was so much fun and hilarious. Yeah, thank you for coming. My friend and I have quite a strange dilemma. I would like to know what you guys think. She typed it out, so I'll just post it below. Hi, ladies. So I have a bit of a novel dilemma. Apologies in advance for the length, but I need to tell the story, the whole story, so you have the holistic understanding.
Wow.
It began in the first week of March. I went to work and my colleague mentioned that I was in his dreams, playing with this woman's daughter in her house.
Oh,
and I didn't know this woman was actually a witch. That was a dream. Oh. I laughed it off, but he told me not to go following strangers into their homes. That very day was one of my close friend's birthdays, so we met for drinks in the evening. While we were sipping porn star martinis, this lady approached us and after what seemed like 5 minutes of waffling, asked if she could join us. Of course, we both replied in unison. She seemed very nervous, anxious, but once we started talking, she warmed up a bit. We exchanged numbers at the end of the night and said we'd catch up soon. Fast forward 3 weeks now, she calls me and asks to meet with her because she needs to ask her something personal. I had a busy week, so I told her I couldn't meet that week, but she could phone me on a Saturday evening, which she did. Anyway, to cut the long story short, in fact, no, I have to tell you it the way she did. Let's call her Sarah. Sarah, this is Sarah talking. I just wanted to ask if you know anyone that can help when you have problems, you know, like spiritually. I met this Nigerian man and he said he could bring me a bracelet. He said he could bring a bracelet for £350 that if I wear, it would help with my problems. I was wondering if you knew how to help or knew anyone else that does this kind of stuff before I pay him because he's Nigerian and I can't get too thorough with him. I replied, sorry, I don't engage in such and I don't know anyone who does. End the conversation, block and delete. Remember what happened 3 weeks ago when my colleague told me that to be wary of strange women? I met her on the same day and now she's talking to me about juju. Count me out. My question finally is, how would you guys go about trying to be friendly to strangers who seem like they want some company, but at the same time not compromising your safety? It would be great to hear what you guys think. All of that witch shit.
Do not bring that shit to me. I don't give a fuck what you're going through. Anybody that comes to me with some witch doctor stuff, later, goodbye, door closed, see you later, sayonara.
Ciao.
Out. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just no. Absolutely the fuck not. I'm sorry, I don't care. Like, I'm not, like, sorry, I know that sounds harsh and I'm sure she is going through things, but no.
Talk to God.
Exactly. There's only one number you should dial and it's GOD. Other than that, I'm not interested.
There's God, there's doctors, literally. There's mental health people.
How can that even be an option for you?
There's gonna give me bracelet
and it's going to solve your problems. Like, to me, I wouldn't even want to fuck with someone like that anyway, because you're clearly not all the way there anyway. It's just like, no, like, what bracelet is going to make things better? Like, no, I don't mess around with that juju stuff. And the thing is, I don't even believe in it, but I don't want to be in the company
of anybody. I don't want to say I believe in it, but I believe there is
it. Yeah, people
it
do.
It exists.
I think it's it'll be weird with you to believe in good that there's good and think there's not bad.
Exactly. Yeah.
People are doing things. The Bible says that
witches and all of these exist. Things, it's not a myth. They're legit, they're actually out here. There's man out here doing shit, banging that juju.
No, thank you.
So I'm not involved.
Absolutely not.
You need to cut her off. Block
her. It's about boundaries. Yeah. Like, yes, help people. Yes, be friendly. But it's about boundaries.
I'm wary of new people. Sometimes.
I don't even know. I'm not interested.
New friends.
When she said, and we both said, of course. I was like, oh.
To be fair, one thing I'm very aware of is people are over-friendly.
Yeah, because you don't know their own thing. It's too much.
Like, now it makes sense if you listen to the podcast. So if it was someone that didn't listen to the podcast, I'm just like,
can I sit with you?
What are your intentions? Yeah. I remember one time, my friend and I, she knows this girl, and we always thought she was a little bit, but we weren't really, 100% sure. So anyway, she was going to Ghana, and my friend needed her to take something for her, so we went to her house, bruv.
What was it?
We went there, and as soon as we walked in, literally, this is no word of a lie, we just got hit with a breeze. Felt like a breeze just hit us, and it just felt weird. We were like, oh, like, did you feel that cold? And she was like, yeah. We went there and then we noticed just weird things around the house, weird ornaments and just weird things that I'd never seen these kind of dolls and ornaments before. I thought, oh, that looks a bit weird. Then my friend went to the toilet and there was feathers and a pillow on the bathroom floor. So she whispered it to me, I was like, we need to leave. We need to go. Honestly, people are doing all kinds of mad things in their houses, in their homes, and you just don't really want to be around that. Just no, I don't play with things like that at all.
Yeah, I don't find it funny. I don't
even when you see those guys that like, give out those things, that like, they give out those little
annotations. I don't even look in their faces because
bruv, the people are actually practicing evil. Like, trust me, like, no, you need to cut her off ASAP, Rocky. Like, do not engage with this person. Sorry, like.
Let her go and find someone else. Energies that you didn't even ask for.
No, I'm not here for that. All of that stuff scares me way too much.
It scares me way too much.
And even though I know I'm a child of God, it still scares me because it's just scary to think that people actually like believe in this stuff and practice this stuff, and I'm just not here for it at all.
People are really out here.
They really are.
Doing the maddest, to be honest.
I find it mad that like someone young would think to go down that road.
I know.
It's just creepy because you think that we're like educated, we don't know better than to believe stuff like that. But when people don't have anything, they will hang on to any last bit of hope. And it sounds like that's what this girl's doing. And it's sad, but you shouldn't be the beacon that she does this shit through. So...
yeah, cut it.
Like, as in block her.
Cut, block.
And just pretend she
and
never...
And be wary of strangers.
Yeah, and just pray.
Definitely,
hard.
Stranger danger.
Pray.
And clearly that person that was having a dream about you at work, that person should be...
yeah, go and give them a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
Prophesying somewhere. Yeah, yeah, we need to start taking dreams seriously.
I always take my dreams
messages. I dream seriously.
I don't know how serious I take my dreams.
I do.
You know what? Not, you know, everything that you dream, I'm a very vivid dreamer. I dream too. Every single night.
Same.
I remember tiny details. I go through it. I can be going throughout the day and things will just come to me.
Exactly like me.
Yeah. But sometimes, I've always said this, it's very difficult to be such a vivid dreamer because you kind of take that burden on throughout the whole day.
Scary.
So not necessarily what you're dreaming about is going to happen, but there are like different hidden messages behind it. So I interpret all my dreams and yeah, it's actually crazy because I've been going through a lot of things. And then the moment I'm like stressed or something, then I end up having sleep paralysis. Like I suffer really badly with that.
I haven't had it in a while, but I used to have that as well.
Yes, so bad. But yeah, I do kind of listen to my dreams.
I never know with dreams because sometimes I'm just like, it's just whatever I'm going through that shows up in my dream.
Yeah.
Rather than
that's
it
like
just being a random thing, just my subconscious. Yeah.
My dreams just act up
in weird random ways, but it'll make sense. Like, yeah, I know why I dreamt that because I'm going through this.
Yeah. When Princess Diana died, I dreamt it. So I always believe my dream. My dreams are, I'm like exactly like you.
What
they're
happened?
Very vivid. I always remember them every single day. It's always like a story. It's never like weird shit. You know, like people have like weird dreams. My dreams aren't weird. They're real. They're like things that like seem
real. Like a donkey will be
real.
Joining the mix. Like, you'll be in the place and some next ostrich.
No.
What the fuck is this?
My dreams are fucking like very vivid.
My dreams are mad.
Very,
as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Cool. So that's the end of Dilemmas, I guess.
Yeah.
Party done.
Party done.
We got a little announcement. It's not a live show.
Yes,
nor is it great news.
No, it's not.
I'm going to try and say this properly. Okay. So I have an announcement to make. This has been my last episode of the Receipts podcast. I've decided to leave and I'll try and explain why as best I can. But it's been a very difficult decision that I haven't taken lightly. I've been having an ongoing battle with some insecurities that don't seem to be going away. I'm a natural introvert that won't come as a surprise to any of our listeners. And I've been out of my comfort zone doing this podcast, definitely. Sometimes these personal battles hamper your ability to give something 100%. And that's definitely what's happened with me. I always try and strive for excellence. And sometimes you can't do that when you're doubting yourself so much. I've learned so much about myself doing this podcast. I know people always say that. I've actually learnt loads, and both good and bad things. And everyone here has taught me something along the way. So I'm going to try and actually get to the end of this.
You can
just
do
bear
it.
With me. Okay. Milena has taught me not to take myself so seriously. It's literally not that deep. And she's taught me to love myself with my whole heart. Love is not something that you play around with or that you half-ass. If you're going to fall in love, you might as well do it properly. I'm going to get to the end of this. Audrey has taught me that having pride in your appearance changes the way you feel about yourself. It sounds really funny, like, but yeah, this is genuine. And there's nothing wrong with taking interest in looking good and feeling good. I know we call you the mother hen, and it's not just a name. You've given me some really valuable and sensible advice over the time I've known you and shown me so much kindness and compassion. Tolly has taught me how to take correction. None of us are perfect, and iron sharpens iron. We always need people who are going to correct us. You always say that you're a really good friend, and you actually have been. You've checked in on me, you've supported me, and you've helped me grow. And I should have got you to read this out for me. Taser, I know you're not here, but I don't think you will ever understand how much your very, like, blunt, succinct, to-the-point advice and your words have really comforted me. You listen to understand, not to respond, and that's very, very rare among men. Mia is truly lucky to have such an incredible father and an incredible role model. Okay. Thank you to everyone that's given us for a chance, especially Gavin and Ollie, Radar, who have literally given us a home. Thank you to all the listeners for all the constant support, those who have messaged me privately and said how much we've changed their lives, those who tweet every single week without fail, those who have paid money to come and see us in person. I'll never forget the lessons I learned here. And to anyone who is in the same position as me, I want to say that it's not the end of your story and there's more to come. That is all I'm going to say at this point. And I just want to say thank you so much. And I will miss all of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, as you all can imagine, it's not the news that none of us wanted or anything like that. Mm-mm. I'm way emotional, as you all know. So, none of us want you to go, Phoebe. So it's not a case of like, oh, why, Phoebe? Everyone's really sad that
we're all guided.
We made this. What we completely understand, because at the end of the day, it's what makes you feel comfortable and what you're happy with, and that's all we preach. As long as you're happy, that's what you need to do to make you happy. It's not your responsibility to make everyone feel heard if you don't feel comfortable doing it yourself. And I can only imagine how hard it is for you not being comfortable and feeling like you have to fight a battle that you honestly don't have to fight. And sometimes you just need to take time out. You don't need to deal with your insecurities in public. You can just deal with whatever you're going through, or your burdens or your stresses privately. And we've been shot to the limelight, which none of us expected or kind of like wanted. And everyone takes it differently. I fucking love attention.
Same.
So we will take it differently to you. It's been amazing having you here and doing this journey with you. So thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm gutted. I think we all are. You know, it won't be the same without you at all. And like, just to reiterate from what Tolly said, none of us wanted this. None of us want you to go. If we had it our way, you'd still be here. You'd still be doing this with us. But yeah, we can't. You know, we talked about being trapped on the last episode, and you know, you can't force people to do things they don't want to do, force things on people they're not comfortable with. So of course, as friends and as family, like, your happiness and well-being is more important than anything, and that comes first. But again, I'm still gutted. I'm not gonna lie to you. I can't sit here and pretend like, you know, I'm cool with this, because I'm not. But at the same time, like I said, your happiness is more important. And if this is what you need to do in order to feel okay, then we all respect your decision. And of course, we wish you the absolute best with everything that you do and go on to do. We know you're going to be great and amazing. And yeah,
that's it.
That's it, really.
We'll be carrying on as a three.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we won't be taking all the auditions or anything.
Yeah, no replacements.
We're going to carry on as a three, so it will be me, Melinda and Audrey from now on, and we'll just carry on trying to give you as good as content as we have been giving you. And we, do you know what, just to ask for a friend for you guys, we hope you guys carry on supporting us as you have been.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this doesn't make you waver or stop or somehow hate
it won't.
The podcast or anything like that. Yeah, so that's all, folks.
Yeah, until next time.
And for the last time as a foursome, it's your girl Tolly T.
Audrey, formerly known as Ghana's Finest.
Phoebe Park.
I'm Elena Sanchez. Yeah. A town down. Yeah.